Hello, Dog Days listeners. This is Chuck Tomasi from Truck Chat Freestyle, bringing you day 11 of the Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge. Find out more at dogdaysofpodcasting.com. I am going through my road to retirement leading up to July 6th, as promised yesterday. This is T-minus 62 days and counting. About half of that is work days when you factor in weekends and holidays and time off and all this other stuff. So it's getting down to the wire now. 62 days on the calendar and counting. This is Saturday, July 6th, and I was out for my morning walk. I remember this quite distinctly because I was listening to morning podcasts, as I often do, one of which is called Glide Chat, put up by a company called Glide Fast. It is part of our ServiceNow ecosystem. Glide Fast is one of our partner companies. We have a very extensive partner ecosystem ranging from very large companies like Accenture, KPMG, EY, to very boutique partners, which my son-in-law works for. He works for, and I think they have maybe 5 employees. So all over the place. They help sell our software. They help implement our software. They do a lot of business for themselves as part of our ecosystem. And that's how we continue to grow and thrive. And the man who started GlideFast about 10 years ago, I want to say, his name is Michael Lombardo. Very humble guy. I think he barely finished high school, didn't go to college, and managed to start his own company. He was the CEO of this company. And every year they grew and grew and grew. I remember watching it go from 30 employees to 100 employees. And I believe this past year at our conference, he wasn't able to attend for some reason. I know what the reason is. I just remembered it. And I think they had about 600 people in the company. So he's been doing very good for this. He had a bout with cancer about, I want to say 8 years ago. I could be wrong on this. My understanding was that it was in remission. And then all of a sudden on social media earlier this year, we saw that it was coming back. And it looked like he was fighting his way back through this. I don't know exactly what kind of cancer, but very upbeat guy. He was on the podcast, and he was talking to one of my coworkers over in the UK, a guy by the name of Damien. And this was recorded, I want to say, end of June. So maybe a week, 2 weeks before I was listening to it. And Michael, they were talking about Damien's career, and Michael was throwing in his anecdotes and stories. Very, very typical conversation that I would normally hear. And I got back, and within an hour of listening to that, Damien called me, and I have his number on my phone, so I knew who it was. And I said, "Hey, Damien, what's up? I just got done listening to your wonderful podcast." He said, "Michael passed away. He lost his battle with cancer yesterday." And boy, that sent shockwaves through the industry. Michael was loved by so many people, and the impression was that he was getting better. He was on the mend. He was beating cancer for the second time, but ultimately it got him. I felt really, really bad. And Damien said, "You know, please don't share this until we've had a chance." I mean, they hadn't even addressed the company, as far as I know. I don't know how Damien found out so fast. But he told me, he said, "You know, don't do anything on social media or anything yet." But that was kind of futile because by Sunday morning, I think within 24, maybe 36 hours, it was starting to leak all over the place, and people were posting pictures on LinkedIn and whatnot with them, with a picture of them and Michael. And it was, yeah, I think I waited till Sunday night or Monday to post my condolences and my memories. Just wonderful guy. And I thought it was 2 days before I was going to do my public announcement, and I had it all scheduled, and all recorded and ready to go. And I thought maybe I should change. You know, so with the world is getting a dose of bad news on this weekend, and maybe I should change my announcement. And I thought, what difference would that make? Not being cold-hearted, but just, you know, and knowing who Michael was, he would go, "No, you do your thing. Don't let me get in your way." So I really wanted to, I thought hard about postponing, and I said, "Is that going to make any difference? You know, if I tell people today, or I tell them in 3 days, or I tell them in a week, and then in a week, you know, not really. So I ultimately decided against changing the schedule, continuing on, and made that announcement on Monday, which we'll get to in just a sec. But I miss the guy. He was a wonderful man. We had several encounters over the years at various conferences and meetups. I was in New York a couple of times. He's a very gracious host, and he will be missed. He will be missed. So that was a bit of a detour on the road to retirement, but life happens. So keeping it short today. We'll talk to you again tomorrow about a faux pas that almost caught me. Should be a quick one tomorrow. But until then, take care.